this is starting, and the example that I'm using here is using three different tables. The donor table, the donation, and the drive, and then we'll look at another set as well. Notice when I did a description of the donor, there was the word not null next to ID number. That means it's the primary key, and we'll get into how to set a primary key, but for now, just notice that that's why it says not null, is you can't have a primary key null. Okay, and that is the primary key. So I've got the select, I've got the donor.
I'm sorry, I didn't see where you got this page from. Where'd you get it from?
It's right after the groups.
Oh, sorry, introduction to multiple tables.
Introduction to multiple tables, relational. Okay. Then the next one is the donation table. And that one does not have a key on it when I printed it out. But if I were to make a key on this, as I said the last time, the key would be these three fields. So these three fields together are the primary key. And when we get into primary key, which as I said we'll do next week, primary key can have multiple fields, okay, because I need a combination that will make the record unique. ID number would not do that because I want them to make more than one donation. ID number and drive doesn't do it because I want them to make more than one donation to a particular drive. But when I throw in contribution date, I've got something that's unique. And again, when we looked at the rules for third normal form, the only data that I can put on this table has to relate to all parts of the key. So if the key is ID number, drive, and contribution date, cont amount is about the person, about the drive they gave to, and about the date. And so it relates to all three parts. Anything that only relates to one part can't be on that table. To have a table that's normalized and is in the normal form. And then the third table is the drive table. And the drive table has just the drive number as the primary key. Okay, so it's got drive number as my primary key. Drive name, the chair, last year, this year, yeah.
How do you know the drive number is the primary key again?
Because I know.
I'm sorry,
no. No, I mean, it's the thing that makes that record unique. So I establish it. You know, I know it wasn't totally a flippant answer. It's I establish what I want the keys on my tables to be when I design my tables.
Okay.
And so drive number, there's only going to be one record about each drive. And so if I give drive number, then drive number is a unique identifier of that. Okay? Drive name could also be made a key. It's just that people tend to avoid that because you get involved in capitals, you get involved in spellings, you get involved in embedded spaces, you get involved in a lot of things with name. Whereas picking a number, the only thing you have to do is remember the number. Okay. So now when you link tables, we've established what we want the tables to be. We've done the design, and we've come up with the design, and we've come up with primary keys. This could be done without primary keys, and it is. Okay, I don't think I had one on donation drive. So what I do here is I say select the table dot column. So I give the table name dot column when I am defining them. Or I can just give the column. If the table, okay, the from tells me what tables I'm using. If something appears on both tables, then I have to go up to the select and put the table name dot column name. So if I have something that appears on both tables, I have to tell it which one I'm talking about, whether it's the one on table one or the one on table two.
You could say from table one or table two, right?
No, I put it the way I did up here, table dot column. Okay, so I'm saying table dot column. If the thing appears only on one of the tables, then I don't need the table, I just need the column. Okay, but if it appears on both tables, then I need table.column. And then the where clause has in it what I have to link the two together. Okay, so the where clause lets me link the two together. And since I'm linking based on the same field, that is going to have table.column. Okay. Now, the caveat to that is, if I, and you'll see this in an example that we're going to look at later, but if I call this, let's say I'm linking an ID number, and I call it IDNO, and on table two it's called IDNUM, then it's not going to get confused if I say IDNO or if I say IDNUM. I recommend against doing that, as do most people, simply because it's hard to keep track of, not only for you, but for other people looking at it. Wait a minute, which table was it ID number? Which table was it ID num? That sort of thing. And so it's better to have the same name so that it's clear that this is the same data you're talking about, that the ID number is the person's ID number, that it's not some ID number for something else. It just makes it clearer. So it's recommended that you use the same name, or at least most people it's recommended. Okay. We're looking at the where clause now. There is also a way to do it with a join, and we'll get into that later. So here's the first example where I said, okay, select ID number, donation drive number, drive name, from donation and drive, where the drive number on the donation is equal to the drive number on the drive. Okay, so when I did the select there, and let me just pull that up higher. When I did the select there, ID number is only on the donation table, it's not on the drive table. So I didn't have to specify. The drive number is on both tables. And I put the drive number in twice here just so that you could see that it was working. But obviously, if I was really doing that, I wouldn't put the drive number from the two tables because that's what my link is all about. I'm linking them. Okay. So I'm saying show the ID number. Show the drive number on the donation table, show the drive number on the drive table, show the drive name. And then I'm saying from donation, drive number, where, rather, from donation and drive, where this link happens. The drive number on the donation table is equal to the drive number on the drive table. Now, if I left out that where clause, which I did in the line below, then I'm going to get every possible combination. So that where clause to link the tables is critical, because if I don't, I'm going to get every possible combination. Okay. So notice up at the top, I got kids shelter twice. Down here, I've got kids shelter four times, animal home four times, health aid four times, so I'm getting all the possible combinations. Okay. So, the where clause is critical. Okay, if I want to, just because I get sick of writing it, I can give them an alias. So I can say, okay, DO is what I'm going to refer to the donation table, the alias drive, ER is where I'm going to refer to as the drive table. We looked at that on the first assignment where I asked you to do column headers. This time it is just giving the tables themselves an abbreviation. So that then when I write them, I can write them less keyed. Okay. On the whole, I try to make my tables not be long names, and then I don't have to bother with this. Drive, donation, donor, or shot names. I try not to have 32 character names or something, because I won't get them right, and I get real sick of repeating them. Okay, the next one simply points out that you can have other things in the where clause. Okay, so I'm saying where those are equal and the drive number is greater than 100. Okay, so, and drive number was a non-numeric field, which is why it's in quotes, even though it's numbers, I had defined it as a string field. Okay, fair care to or character, whatever. So I can have other things there, and I can put as complicated a thing as I want. Okay, coming down here, I've got three tables going on, and so I have to link them all. Okay, so I have my donor table has the ID number. My donation table has the ID number, what did I call it? ID number. And it has the drive number. And the drive table has the drive number. And my linking, therefore, is linking those two and linking those two. So I'm linking
that's the bridge tables. Table you're talking about, right? The donation one?
Pardon me?
Is the donation table kind of like that bridge table you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. No, good point. Yes, it is. Okay. So I've got my donor table, and it's got an ID that links me to the donation table, and the donation table has a drive number that links to the drive table.
But I can't connect the donor and drive without using donation.
You can't, because there's no ID number on the drive table, and there's no drive number on the donor table.
Is that common use?
Or yes.
Have you never seen anybody connect all three of them? They usually always had a bridge.
I can't say that. It depends on the data. It depends on what kind of data you're taking. But here, I can't put the drive over here because I'm hoping that the donor will give to multiple drives. So I can't put the drive over this one. And on the drive, I can't put the donor because I'm hoping multiple people will give to the drive. So I can't carry those, so I have the bridge table that does my connecting between them. Okay. Because I'm hoping that every drive will have multiple donors, and every donor will give to multiple drives. Okay. The next thing what you're looking at is different kinds of joins. Ask me which is which when I'm not just covering it and I'll never remember the names. I don't quite understand why one has to have a name for these, but that's all right. Equi-join is the kind that's been illustrated so far. Okay, so I'm doing a join based on the drive number being equal or based on the ID name being equal. A non-equi-join is one where I don't have an exact equal that I'm looking for. So on this one, I said, for example, I've got a series of tables, the grade and the schools. And my prayer is, I want to go to get the grade level, which is on the grade table, and I want the grade level between the low grade and the high grade. Okay, so elementary school, let's say I have 1 through 6. Junior high, I have 7 and 8. High school, I have 9 through 12. So if I have 9 through 12 on the high school, okay, then the low grade is going to be 9 and the high grade is going to be 12. And if I come in with the grade level of 11, it is going to be in that range. So it's going to be a high school. Okay, if I'd given it a high school. So that lets you look between, rather than looking for exactly equal, I can give something that's not a direct equal. And that's what I can do with the equi-join, non-equi-join. Okay, an outer join can be used to, that don't satisfy the I don't find a link to. So here I said, okay, my drive tables were these three tables. Now I'm going to add a drive to it. So I've got 400 and I called it halfway and whatever. Okay, so I now have 4 drives. However, this is a brand new drive, and I don't have any donations to it. Okay. So if I come down here and say equal, okay, skipping this for a second. If I say equal, if I say drive number equal, I'm not going to find any matches. So I'm not getting anything for the 400. Because I don't have any matches, I don't have any donations. So if I want to see it, even though I don't have a match to it, then I do this plus sign, where I say the plus, the second example shows the plus on the donation side, and therefore the drive 400 does not display. Actually, it doesn't show it. There's a drive 400, there's no contribution. Therefore, the donation side is missing the data. Well, the drive side has the data. Therefore, in setting up the test, the plus is put on the donation side. Okay? So, the donation plus equals the drive number. And so that will show one that doesn't match. That's the purpose, is to show the one that doesn't match. Okay, and it's the donation side that doesn't have a match in it, so I put the plus on the donation side. And by donation side, I mean the DO is the donation table, the DR is the drive table. Okay, it's on the drive table, it's not on the donation side. It's not on the donation table. Questions? Then the last one is a self-join, and this one is kind of interesting. What it is I've got an item number, and I am pairing things together. So I'm saying 3333, which is a skirt that should be paired with 1111, which is a jacket. Okay? So, therefore, I am doing a self-join. Okay, I'm joining on myself. So I've got item name, pair set. Okay. And then I actually set up the table twice. So inventory first, inventory second. Okay, I'm actually setting up the table twice so that I can do the join on it. And then I said, okay, I'm looking for the matches where the first item number equals the second pair set. Okay, so I'm looking for the match between the 111 and the 111, 222 and the 222. I'm looking at for a join within the table itself. Okay, so the 111 goes with the skirt, and the 222 goes with the shirt, and so forth. Okay, so I'm doing a self-join. And this is the main reason for doing this would be that I have two parts that I want to join together or something on that order. So those are four different kind of variations, equi-join, non-equi-join, the self-join, and outer join. Couldn't remember the fourth name for a minute. The vast majority of the time you're doing an equi-join, but these are other variations that you can do when you're trying to achieve retrieve data. Questions? Okay, I will get you to do it once in a homework assignment, and you'll probably never do it again. But, okay, at least you'll have tried it. Okay, the next one is a relational database example. And on this one, I've got a whole load of tables going on. Okay, so I have my inventory table. And my inventory table is going to have an item number on it. That one will eventually make my primary key. But the important thing for now we're talking about is that there's a link. Okay? So I created the table inventory, and this is the inventory that is set up, and that's my primary key. Okay? And then I put data in the table. So I now have a series of records. Okay, so now I come down and I've got my inventory customer. So I've got my INV customer. Okay, so they have is the primary key and the linking thing. They have a customer ID. Okay, so the customer ID is what identifies them. Okay, then I put in an orders table. So a customer can place an order. Okay. Now, when you place an order, you can have an order for many items. And so we've got two things going on here. We have a customer that can place many orders. And we have an order that can be made up of many lines. Okay, because the order, if I order 10 things, I've ordered 10 things. If I order 20, I've ordered 20. So the order can have many lines. So I can't, go ahead.
You're telling us a story about this lady that only can order 5 things.
Right.
What's called, does that happen often in databases?
Not if they're well designed. So, I have set up an order table here, and the order table has the order number. Now, frequently, the order number is just the next sequential number, and they just keep going through all of the sequential numbers. with the assumption that when they run out of numbers, it will be far enough along so they can start over again. Okay? But you want to have enough digits in there that you go for a while at least without having to start over again with order one and order two. So we have the order number, and that's going to be the thing that we can link. And we have to know what customer placed the order, so we have the customer ID. And the customer ID goes over there. And then we have the customer date, so our order date. Because we need to know what date the order was made on. If you think about an order that you have gotten, usually there's a top part, and the top part has the customer name and the customer address. It has the order number, and it has the date. Okay, that's the top part. And then the bottom part usually lists each item that you've ordered. Okay, so I've got the link for the customer ID, which is where I can go up and get the address. Okay, the customer ID is going to let me link up and get the customer's name and address. Okay, so far I have nothing about the particular orders that they're doing. I've just got the order thing. Then the next one is the order line. And these are the line items that go on the order. Okay, so those are the line items that go on the order. And so for that, I need to know the order number as well, because I need to be able to link it over and know which order it's associated with. Okay, so I can link it back and forth here and know which order it is. And then on the order line, I have the item number, which links up to the item number up there, okay, so that I can get information about the item. I can get the item name, I can get the price, I can get all of that kind of stuff. And then I can have the number ordered, okay? So the order line links over to the order, so I know what order it's part of. It links up to the item number so that I've got the item number that goes with it. And then I know the number ordered. So the item number, I go up and I get the item name and I get the price. And I can grab those from the inventory file because that information is on the inventory file. So then I have the order number, the item number, and the number ordered. So those are the four tables that I put aside. And I have to do it this way because a customer can have many orders. So I can't put the orders on the customer file because a customer can have many orders. And I can't put the order line on the orders file because I have no idea how many things they're ordering. They may be ordering two things, they may be ordering 20 things. If I put it on, it's like my story where the woman had to make me a second order. So I can't put it there. So the order is made up of, every order is going to have one file on orders and one to many on order line. Okay, but they're going to have at least one if they've placed an order. And they will have up to whatever on the order line file. And then I decided I wanted to keep information about the sales rep. So if you go back up to the inventory customer file, I have on there a field called sales rep. Okay, so if you go back up and look at my inventory customer, one of the fields that I have is the sales rep. Now I've got the sales rep on there. I can't put the salesperson's name or other information about it because those things are dependent on, if I change the sales rep, they're dependent on the sales rep. They're not dependent on the customer ID. So I can't put information about the sales rep on there. So I have to go and create another table. And the other table I made a mistake on, and I left it because I decided it was a good mistake to talk about. So in my sales rep, what did I call it? Sales rep. In my this table, I put an ID that also said sales rep. Okay, so I wasn't paying attention. These link together. So the way I usually do it is I use the same names when they link together. But I didn't on this one. And so this kind of shows when you start doing the joins, the differences if you don't make it the same name. It still works just fine, it's just a little bit different. So I made the sales rep, the sales name, and the commission rate are all on here, but the sales rep links here. So I have, if I want to, for some reason on the order, place the sales rep, I can go into the customer ID, find out what the sales rep is, link down here to get the salesperson's name. Okay, so I can link around to get those names if that's what I need. And then I said, okay, now what I also want is a department table. Okay, so where is the department showing up? The department is showing up on the inventory table, okay? Because on the inventory table, I want to know what department that item is in. So the department is on the inventory table. Okay, so there's the department on the inventory table. So now I want to know information about the department. So I come down here and I make a department table, okay? And the department table is going to have the department name, and the manager. So I make another table that is the department table, and I call it D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T. And department is the key here, and that links like that. Okay. So I've got six tables. I've got linkage between all of my tables so that when I am printing out the information, I can access and get any information that I need. Okay, so I've got six different tables set up that let me go in and access the information I need. And as I said, if you decide to go on to a four-year school, they will probably have an entire semester dealing with how to set up a relational database. Okay, and they usually give it to you in your junior or senior year. So this will be an entire course, usually, as I said, on setting up a relational database. So we've looked at the basics today, but there are a lot of subtle things that are good to know, and if you're ever going to be in the designing mode for a database. Okay, so now we're down to doing queries using multiple tables. Okay. So now I want something that is using the department. I want to know the department. And so I am going in and saying, just give me the item number, the item name, the department on the inventory table, the department name and the manager, from the inventory table and the department table, where the department on the inventory table equals the department on the department table, and this is the output that I get.
Okay.
If I had changed that instead of saying inventory department and I'd written department department, would it make any difference in the output? If instead of on the top line in the select, if I had said department, department, would it have made any difference? If I'd said department, department here, the answer is no, because I'm making the join here. So I'm saying do it where this is equal to this. So if those are equal, it doesn't matter which one I show. Okay, because they're the same, so it doesn't matter which one I show.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Phew, I was worried about that.
You're so mean, man.
You set yourself up so well. You're just asking for it. All right. So now I want to go and print out the order or get the information for the order. I'm obviously not printing it. So I said, okay, now go in and select the order number from the orders table, the customer ID, the order date, the item number, and the number ordered from the orders and the order line, where the order number on the orders table equals the order number on the order line table. Okay. So I have only three orders. The first order is for three different items. The next order is for two items, and the next order is for two items. Okay, so I am showing that information. And obviously, if I were printing the order, I would be having code in this to go ahead and print an order. Oracle comes with some report, and we'll look at a very simple one, but Oracle comes with some report software such that you can grab the, once you grab the data, you can present it in different ways according to how the different types of software are, or you can do a PLSQL program where you can set up your own description of how the output is going to come out. Okay. But we're just gathering the information right now and not worrying about how we would set it up and how we would format it. Okay. So now the next one, I said I want the order number and I want it to match on order number and on item number. Okay, so I want to go into the orders file. I want to get the items that are there. And for each item, I want to go over to the inventory file and get what the item name was and the number that were ordered. Okay, so I can do that. Okay, and this one I have done it once without aliases and once with aliases. So I'm listing the three tables that I want, and then I'm doing the join with the where clause to join them together. And then down on the one below, I'm using four different tables. Okay, so I can make these as complex as I want with a variety of different tables. Okay. So there's using four different tables. And that's why it's so important that you set these things up correctly so that when somebody asks you for a report that has information, a whole load of information from a variety of tables, you can put the thing together and come out with the tables. And on the last one, I put in an order by clause so I could put things in the order that I wanted them. So if I have a particular one that I'd like it to be ordered, like the algorithms that Oracle uses to do a select sometimes give you an order that you say, how did they come up with that? Why? Why is that the order that they're presenting that? Well, you know, they've done a lot of research and they've come up with algorithms that are efficient and effective and handle quickly and that sort of thing.
When you do, you know, you sort by, you know, we did, I think one of our homework assignments, you had us have ascending and descending order. Could you have, you can make orders based on algorithms? I did not know that. You can order.
Well, I mean, you're doing an order. The algorithm was how they determined, the algorithm I talked about was how they determined what to select and what they went through on the select. But then I can say, okay, now you've selected everything, I want you to order it by order number. And so it will show up by order number.
Okay.
And if I want it ordered by order number within something else, okay, if I said order by order number and then item number within order number, because I wanted them to be in sequence. Okay, I can do that. I can say order by order number, comma, and then item number. And if I want the difference between ascending and descending, I can put that in. Okay. And again, several people made this mistake on the first assignment. If I say order by order number, that's the primary spot. And then comma, whatever I put next, is going to be the secondary sort. Okay? So you want to put the main thing you're sorting by first and then the secondary thing next. Because the within means that once it's in order by order number, okay, first it will put it in order by order number and then within order number it will order it by item number. Okay? And this one happens to work without my having said order by order number, by item number. But if you want to be sure that the order is going to be all together and then the items are going to be in order by item number, you would say order by order number, comma, item number. Okay. And the table name or the alias in front of that. Questions? There is an Oracle join that you can use instead of a where.
Is that inner join or left join?
No, well, it can be, yes. It can be. But there's just a whole lot of joins. I tend to use where, and it's probably more because when I learned it, that's the way we were taught. And so I tend to use where. But if you prefer, you can do a natural join. Okay, so if you look at this, or you can do a join. So this one just did what they call a natural join. Okay. So I said I wanted to join employee to department. And it basically then joins the two based on the field that they have in common. So the employee in the department of the tables and is doing a link based on the thing they have in common, which is department number. Now notice if you do this, you don't put the table name dot. In fact, if you do put the table name dot, which I tried to do down here, and it gave me a yell at that I couldn't do that. Okay? So I could not put in the table name. I had to just put in the field name. Okay? Now that means these have to be the same. So the comment that I made that it works even if the if as long as you do the where, it works even if you call them different things. Here in a natural join, it's looking for, okay, there is the department number and the department number, and it's looking for a natural join on those two fields. Okay, so it's looking on the two fields that we're linking with.
So it's best if we know we have an ID or a number that's going to be used across different tables, it's best just to keep it that
same.
Yeah,
it is. It definitely is. Is to keep it the same name, and then you can use the natural join. You can say, I can also use the join with a using to, so if I think it's not going to know what I want it to do, I can be a little more explicit and say, from employee join to department using department number. So there I'm being a little more specific. I'm not giving it a natural join where it has to figure it out. I'm saying, I want you to do the join on employee and department, and I wanted to use department number. I like the ones that are more specific, even though it may be fun to have natural join and just let it do its thing. But for somebody that's going to then read my code and may not be as comfortable with the data, I like this way of doing it better because it's more explains what I'm doing. More as opposed, and there aren't as many questions. So I like that one. And if they don't have a table in common, okay, then, let me see if I've got that picture. The next one basically says, I can do a join even if they don't match, if I go this route and say, join them on employee department number equals support. So I basically got a where clause there. I'm using the word on, but I'm basically got a where clause going there. And the from, notice the from has the word join in it to do the join. When I'm using the where clause, I don't do that. The where clause just lists them and then I put it down below. So, as I said, these are just two ways that you can do it, and it's up to you which way you want to go.
Just a quick question on the on. So, if department dot department number said department dot ID number, that would still work with the on?
Say that again.
So, line three, on EMP dot department number equals department dot department number.
Yes.
If department... it's stated department.id number, would that, the on would still join those together?
Yes.
That what it's doing?
Yes. Yes. This one is just, that one's just the same as the other one, except that they have two different names.
Okay.
And I don't know why I didn't print out the results of that, because it does work.
Oh, I skipped down. I'm sorry, I skipped down. That's fine.
These are two ways of doing it, and they both get the same result. Okay, so here I'm creating another table, and I called it Department Plus. So I'm doing this create table Department Plus as select asterisk from department. And we talked about doing that when you're doing a backup, that I'm making a copy of it. So I made a copy of that table. And then I added something on there. I added select asterisks, and I've put in, I've got 10, 20, 30, 40. And then I've added a 50. Okay? Because I had the 10, 20, 30, 40. That's what was in Department Plus. After I make the copy of Department and put it in Department Plus, I have the 4. And now I want to add a 5th. Okay, so I'm just doing a insert, and I'm adding a 5th. And then I can do the right outer join. So I'm saying I want to do a right outer join. So I'm doing a join on the 2, and the right outer join will get me the IT is showing up. Okay, so the IT is showing up there, and operations is showing up. Apparently, I didn't have anything for 40 either. And if I make it a left outer join, then I don't see that. So the right outer join got me the names of the departments that don't have a match, and the left outer join did not. So this is similar to what we looked at with the FOIA putting the plus sign in. Okay, the plus sign was the thing that would get the not matches. This is doing the same thing, the right outer and the left outer. And then I just inserted somebody that had a 60, and I did not have a 60, so it doesn't give me the name of the department. Okay, this is again the same thing with the in between, a non-equal, and this time I actually did the data. And so I have the gray, low sal, and high sal. And for some reason I am not doing a good lineup job, but you can follow it. So I have the grade and the low sal and the high sal. So if you run between those, you're grade 1. If you run between two other numbers, you're grade 2, and so forth. Okay? And then I said I wanted to join on that on a salary between low and high. Okay, so it comes back and tells me that 800 is going to be a grade 1. With these information, okay, 1100 goes in there as well, 950 goes in there, 1250 moves up to a grade 2, so I see a grade 2 going across there. So it's finding the low and the high, so it's the salary between low salary and high salary. And again, we did that with the where. Only I didn't actually show you the tables there, but this is showing you the tables. and I showed you down below how you could have done that with the Hoyer, so you can see it with the join, and then you can see it with the Hoyer. And then I did one with the self-join, where again, I did the same table name twice, the employee and the M, the E and the M. And so I joined one version of the employee table to another version of the employee table. And it's looking for a match to employee number. And then I did three tables. Okay. So I said employee joins a department on the department number equal. And then coming down, I had the third one in there. So I joined on department, and then I went out to get the salary grade as well. So I had three going on. So you can pick whether you like a where or whether you like a join. And you can do either one. And they both accommodate the same things. I like the where better, but as I said, that probably is just because that's the way I learned it. So it just was more comfortable to me than the join somewhat seems a little convoluted to me. I think it is. I think the other one is a little more convoluted at times. So, that gets us through the relational database examples and how we can join the two together. The next thing that we're going to look at is subqueries. And I'm going to just start that and then we'll continue on in this next time.
Okay.
So, I start out and I'm saying, select ID, name, year, goal, and contact from the donor table. That's easy enough. But now I want to put a where in. And the where clause is going to involve looking at a different field. And so I said, this time I did it this way. I said, where the year goal. So I want to get ID, name, year goal, and contact from the donor. Where the year goal is greater than. And then I'm saying, okay, greater than what? Well, to find out what, I'm going to go in and say, select year goal from the donor table where name like something Ash. Okay, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to find the record in the donor table where the name is like Ash, and that ends up getting me Susan Ash. Okay, so I'm getting Susan Ash and I'm getting her year goal. So I found her year goal out on the table, and now I'm saying everybody else, I want to compare their year goal to hers. And if their year goal is greater than hers, then I'm going to display it. Okay? So if their year goal was greater than hers, then I'm going to select it. Yeah.
So how many wheres can you have in one statement?
There's
a lot of them.
Yeah, you can if you look down a little bit further.
Oh, gosh.
The where is the same, but you can have ands and ors on the where in there.
I was thinking we could put one of each. I think you can go where and or. I didn't know you can go where.
No, it's where everything is within the where. It's one where. But this lets me do a subquery. Now notice the subquery is in parentheses. It would go in and it would execute the subquery first. So it comes back with the year goal for Ash. That's the first thing it will do, is come back with the year goal for Susan Ash. Once it's got that year goal, it goes back out to the outer and says, okay, now give me the ID, the name, the year goal, and the contact from the donor table where the year goal is greater than that one you just selected. Okay? And it's showing up. Okay. Now, up at the top, I made the comment that the inner select is executed and the results are returned, and I did all that. And then I said, okay, these are some of the things you can do. You've got the and, all, in, greater than, less than, equal to, from, or where clause, or having clause. You can have it in the from, the where, the having, and you can have all those different tests. So there's just a load of different things you can put together for this. Okay, so the next one down is saying, okay, go into the donation table and select the drive number from cont amount greater than 20. Okay, now notice the difference between the way these were done. In this one, I'm going to get, knowing my data, I'm going to get one record. Okay, this is going to have just one record. So I'm saying, this one is possibly going to get multiple. So in this one, the in clause is a good thing to use because it's going to return possibly a bunch of drive numbers. So then I'm saying, okay, select the drive number from donation where cont amount is greater than 20. And it could give me multiple drive numbers. In the outer one, I'm therefore saying, select the ID, drive number, cont date, cont amount from donation, where drive is in that group that you selected. Okay? So it can select multiple, and I'm looking for the drive number in that group. Let's bring up, I really should have put in here, I'm going to go, what table had introduction to multiple tables? I think that has the data. And Emma, what table was I using? Donor or donation or drive? Okay, there's the donor table. Donation table. And there's the drive table, so we can at least see what possible data. These may not be the right ones. I may have used different versions, but at least we can remember while it works. There are the three tables. Now I'll go back. Okay, so Susan Ash was the name like Ash came up with, and Susan S. has a year goal of, what, 100. Okay? So if I look at this, Susan Ash has a year goal of 100, so I'm saying where year goal is greater than 100. Okay? So that one works. Then on the next one, I'm saying select the drive number from donation where the count amount is greater than 20. So I'm getting, at least for this particular one, I would get those two records, right? The first two records. If I'm looking for count amount greater than 20, I'm going to get 11111 and 12121. Okay? So those are going to return that, and then I'm saying show me the drives. So apparently I had more data in donation when I actually did it. Okay? But you can see that it would, in this case, it would have come up with the 11111 and the 12121. Okay? And those would be the ones that would show up. But apparently I had some more. Or else I just had a higher count amount. But it helps to look at the data. And I should have put in the data when I did this. Okay, on the third one, I am looking at selecting the average year goal from DONA. Okay, so I'm going out and I'm coming back with one thing again. Okay, this is going to return one thing. So I'm coming up with the average, and then I'm saying, okay, now select the name and the year goal from DONA, where year goal is greater than or equal to the average. So whatever the average came out with, I am going to then get all of the ones that have a year goal that's greater than or equal to average. Okay. Now on the next one, notice that I am using two different tables. And that's one of the kind of nice things about this, is I can use two different tables. And I don't have to worry about a where, and I don't have to worry about a join, because I'm using them separately. So I am saying in the first one, select the ID from donation where count amount is greater than 20. So it's going to return one or more ID numbers, or maybe none, but it's going to potentially return multiple ID numbers. So select the ID number from donation where the count amount is greater than 20. So this could be multiple. And when it returns those ID numbers, I'm saying now show me the name and the year goal from the donor table where the ID on the donor table is in that group that you can't get back to me. So you sent me back a group of ID numbers, and now I'm saying, okay, go to the donor table and give me some information about the people, the donors, that are in that list. Okay. So I went out to one table, found all the IDs, came back and said, okay, now show me the name and the goal for all of those donors. Okay. So as you can see, we're taking that simple little select statement and turning it into a monster.
Yes. All the clauses it has.
Yeah.
Now I know you met on the first day saying, you know, they say SQL is simple because it only has so many commands. But with all the clauses it has, it's just
that's right. Right. I can get a whole page going up there with just the clauses in it. I'm going to stop here because I don't want to do the group by having, I want you to absorb what I've done up till now. So we're going to stop. Because it gets into a whole new world. Okay, slowly I'm getting caught up on homework. If I've had something of yours more than a week, you might nag me. But I think I'm pretty much caught up, huh?
I said I'm getting caught up on homework, too.
Why is Joe laughing?